Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we bring another new episode of our program Perished Kings of the Past. As it is obvious from the title of the program that we discuss about the kings who have perished from the face of this earth and we learn a lesson from them. In our last episode, we talked about Fir'aun, the Fir'aun of the time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. We had an introduction about him, that who he was and how he became king and how he ordered a genocide of the children of Bani Israel. And in our last episode, we ended our episode when Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's birth time approached. Today, inshaAllah azza wa jal, we'll talk about the events that took place at the time of the birth of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and how Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was brought up. InshaAllah azza wa jal, before doing that, let's listen to the virtue of reciting durood, sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet, our master sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Hence, the beloved prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated that the one who recites durood upon me 1,000 times a day, the one who sends peace and salutations upon me 1,000 times a day will not die until he sees his place, his abode in paradise. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we spoke about Fir'aun appointing 1,000 armed soldiers and 1,000 midwives in the towns of Bani Israel to ensure that any son, any boy that is born in any of the families, they kill him. And ultimately what was decided, that they will kill the children 1 year and next year they will leave them, they will not kill them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the greatest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His majesty is the greatest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave birth to Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam the year when children were meant to be killed. And his brother Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salatu wasalam was born in the year when children were meant to be spared, when they were meant to be left. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, when the mother of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam became pregnant with him, then the midwife who was appointed over there, she started to live with them in their house. And the soldiers, they also started to visit the home more frequently. Now, when the time of the birth of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came, that was the time when the midwife, she would stay there, reside there, and ensure that if a son is born, if a boy is born, then he may be killed. Now, when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was born, it was night time. And the viewers of Madani Channel, when the midwife, she looked at Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, she was mesmerized. She was completely touched with the charming beauty of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He had blessed Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with such unique quality that whoever would look at him, he would get captivated in his awe-inspiring personality and beauty. This was the beauty of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the beautiful personality that Allah Almighty had blessed Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with. Imagine if this was the beauty of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, then what would be the beauty of the master of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Now dear viewers of Madani Channel, the midwife, when she comes to know that a boy is born, but she is completely caught up in the beauty of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, what does she say to his mother? She says that make sure that you save this son from being killed at any cost. Just imagine that this midwife was appointed by Fir'aun to ensure that if any boy is born, then she kills him and informs the soldiers and Fir'aun. But the same midwife, she is captivated in the beauty of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to such an extent that to his mother, she's saying that make sure that he is saved from being killed at any cost. And what she did was that she slaughtered a baby goat and put its meat in a pot. And she took it out to the soldiers and she showed that meat, the cut meat in the pot to the soldiers. And she said to them that a boy was born in this house and I've slaughtered him, I've killed him. And this is the meat that I slaughtered of the boy. Now I'm going to the jungle to throw it away. The soldiers, they believed her and did not investigate any further. Now dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was being brought up in his own house, in the house of his parents. And on the other hand, the astrologers, they told Fir'aun that the boy that we told you about, that boy has been born in Bani Israel. The boy who will shred your throne into pieces, that boy has been born in Bani Israel. Now, upon this, Fir'aun, he became very worried and he became very angry. He badly scolded and told off the chief of the security officers, and he became very strict on the soldiers. Now, what the soldiers said was that we tried our best to kill every single child that was born, but we left only one son whom we did not kill ourselves. And that one child was born in the house of Imran. Imran radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the name of the father of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So the soldiers, they said that that was the only child that we left unkilled. And we believed in what the midwife said. We did not investigate any further and we did not make sure whether the child has actually been killed or not. We just believed in her, and that was the only child that we did not kill with our own hands. Upon this, the chief of the security, he said to them that go and search his house straight away and enter it forcefully without any hesitation. Now upon this command, the soldiers, they forcefully entered the house of Sayyidina Imran radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And at this moment of time, as they entered the house, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was playing in the lap of his sister, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. Maryam was the name of the sister of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The name of the mother of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was also Maryam, but she was separate Maryam, and this Maryam is separate. They are not the same individuals. So the sister of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was also called Sayyidatuna Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. So as the security personnel, the soldiers, they enter the house of Sayyidina Imran radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at that time Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was playing in the lap of his beloved sister Sayyidatuna Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. And As soon as the soldiers enter the house, what does Sayyidatuna Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha do? She straightway puts Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in the burning oven. Yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that's what she does. She instantly puts Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in the burning oven so that the soldiers do not find out about him. And Sayyidatuna Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, what she thought was that if the soldiers find out about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, then they'll not only kill Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, but they will kill us as well. So to ensure that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam doesn't get killed out of the hands of the soldiers, and we don't get killed either, with this thought in her mind, she put Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in the burning oven. Now, the security personnel, they searched through the house, but they did not find anyone, because of course they wouldn't think that any human being, any person would be in the burning oven. So they didn't search through the oven, but they searched through rest of the house, and they couldn't find any boy, any child over there. So they returned back from there being satisfied that there's no child in this house. However, the mother of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked her daughter Sayyidatuna Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha that where is Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and she mentioned the entire account to her mother. The mother trembled with fear, with anxiety, and you can imagine what a mother would go through as soon as she would find out that her child, her son, is in the burning oven. You can imagine the feelings of a mother. A mother is a mother. And at the end of the day, she was not an ordinary mother. She was the mother of a prophet. She was the mother of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So, in the midst of these feelings, these emotions, she ran to the burning oven and she saw inside that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is absolutely perfectly fine in there. He was in peace in the burning oven. This was the irhas of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, meaning such a miracle performed by a prophet that was manifested by him before the declaration of his prophethood. So this was an irhas of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam became 40 days old, then his mother thought that his beloved son, Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's life is in danger. So what she thought was that it's better to put him in a ship and make him flow in the river Nile. Perhaps he would get somewhere where someone would pick him up and he would bring him up. So this is more safer for my child, my son, as if he stays over here, then what would happen is that his life will be in danger. It will be in risk. So the household of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam consulted each other and decided that there's a carpenter whose name is Sanum. So let's get him to make a wooden box and make him promise that he shall not mention this to anyone. And on the other hand, Fir'aun, he had announced that whoever informs us about this very child, there will be a very big reward for him. So on the other hand, Fir'aun had also announced a very big financial incentive for the one who would inform him about this very child. Sanum, who was the carpenter, he fell prey to the greed of Fir'aun, and he thought to himself that let me go to Fir'aun and inform him about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and earn the great financial reward so I can also become rich. So as soon as he left his house with this intention, the ground, it made him sink within itself. And Sanum became sunk in the ground up to his ankle. And a voice was heard from the unseen that if you reveal this secret, then you will be sunk into the ground completely. Now upon this, Sanum, he became scared and sent the box to the house of Sayyiduna Imran radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the father of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And in the meanwhile, Sanum also requested them to show them the blessed son, the blessed child for whom all this was taking place. So the mother of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam showed Sanum Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And what Sanum did was that he rubbed the blessed feet of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam on his eyes and embraced faith upon Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Sanum, the carpenter who prepared this box, was the first individual to embrace faith upon Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And he did not take any money, any remuneration for making this box for Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam either. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, time came when Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was to be placed in the box and left in the river Nile. So the mother of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, she gave a bath to Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Just try to visualize this scene, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that a mother is giving bath to her beloved son. She's about to put him in a box and she's about to put him in the river. Why? Just for the safety of his life. So she gives him a bath and she puts new clothes on him. And what she does is that she puts Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in a box and took him to the river Nile with tears in her eyes. As all this was taking place, there were tears in her eyes. She was crying profusely, as we can imagine what a mother would be going through at this very stage. So the time came when she placed that box in River Nile and left Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, under the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, now Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has been placed in the box and he's left in the river Nile. On the other hand, what Fir'aun did was that there was one lake that he made flow from the river Nile into the garden of his palace that was known as Aynu Shams. Aynu Shams was the name of the lake that came from river Nile into the garden of Fir'aun. And look at the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this very box that was left in River Nile, from River Nile, it went into this very lake. And through that lake, it reached the garden of Fir'aun. This is the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what was that lake called? It was called Aynu Shams. Now, the box flows through that lake and reaches the garden of Fir'aun. And at that time, Fir'aun was walking in his garden along with his wife, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, and some other influential people, some other special people. And as this box comes in the garden of Fir'aun, straight away that box was brought to Fir'aun. And when Fir'aun, he opened the box, he saw an extremely beautiful and good-looking boy in it, a good-looking child in it. And Fir'aun, he said that he is the same child whom astrologers told me about, and it is my greatness that he has come to me myself. So he should be killed straight away. So this is what Fir'aun started to say as soon as he saw this beautiful child in this box, as soon as he saw Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in this box. And upon this, his wife Sayyidatuna Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha stopped him from murdering, from killing Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, saying that just based on your assumption, you've already killed thousands of children. This child could have also come from somewhere else. I don't have any child. So maybe Lord Almighty has given him to me in the shape of my son. So I'll make him my son. So you don't need to kill him. So already just based on your assumption, you've killed so many other children. I haven't got a child. So it could also be a fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this child as a son to me. So let me adopt him. Let me take him as a son. So upon this, Fir'aun, he listened to her and he agreed to what Sayyidatuna Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha said. Now, Sayyidatuna Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha and Fir'aun, they both started to bring Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam up collectively. Fir'aun also started to love Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So you can see the reviews of Madani Channel that the child that Fir'aun feared the most, the same child is being brought up by himself. This is the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Qadir Mutlaq. He can do whatever He wills. So He Almighty is making Fir'aun bring up Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam himself. So when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam turned 3 years old, then one day Fir'aun, he was playing with him, and what Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam did was that he held Fir'aun's beard and slapped him. Upon this, Fir'aun became very angry. This action of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam enraged him. And Fir'aun, he said to Sayyidatuna Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, that he seems to be the same boy to me. Look how he disrespected me. So this is what he said to Sayyidatuna Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha. And upon this, Sayyidatuna Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha said, the kids are immature. You can't trust their actions. They may even put their hands into fire. So this is the justification that Sayyidatuna Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha gave to Fir'aun regarding Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Upon this, Fir'aun, he said, okay, then bring a tray and place gold and fire in it. If he goes towards the fire, then you're right. And if he goes towards gold, then I am right. So as he said this, accordingly was arranged. A tray was brought in front of them in which on one side gold was placed and on the other side fire was placed. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was about to stretch his hand towards the gold that all of a sudden Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam came and took his hand from the gold towards the fire. And upon this, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam picked up a burning amber from the fire and put it in his mouth, because of which his blessed tongue burnt. And because of this very action, because of this amber burning the blessed tongue of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, there was stuttering in his speech. So when this all took place, that's when Fir'aun completely believed in his wife, Sayyidatuna Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha. So this is how Allah Almighty arranged for all these actions to take place, so that the belief of Fir'aun becomes firm in his heart regarding Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, as Allah Almighty sent Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam so that he could move his hand, whose hand? Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's hand, from gold towards the fire. And this very action made the belief of Fir'aun firm, and for him to believe in Sayyidatuna Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, so he does not kill Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now dear viewers of Madani Channel, whilst Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was being brought up by Fir'aun in his palace, Fir'aun, he saw many miracles taking place. Once Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made a rooster read tasbih. And once Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam resurrected a cooked chicken. Because of this, the awe and fear of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam embedded further in the heart of Fir'aun. But due to his dominant love and because of his wife Sayyidatuna Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, Fir'aun did not kill Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So dear viewers of Madani channel, this is how Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam reached the palace of Fir'aun and started to be brought up by Fir'aun himself. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, in our next episode, we will cover the aspect of what events took place when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam grew up and how he alayhi salatu wasalam propagated the message of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he openly opposed Fir'aun and how Fir'aun met his doom, how Fir'aun was perished and became a perished king of the past. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, all this will be covered in our next episode. Till then, don't forget to keep watching Madani channel and most importantly, don't forget to tune in again in our next episode. Till then, take very good care of yourself and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed.